You guys all know your times tables. Where's that guy? Yeah, I know how to get into the building on my own. And I'm the only one who knows that. You all come grovel to me.
Tequila! I don't want to be Booker.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Oh, my God!
Whoa.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Feel better.
Yes, 222. Welcome to 96.9 with Aiden and the Pooper. No, wait, Benjay and the Pooper. Stinky and the Pooper. What was the bit?
I don't know. You have to ask Yena.
Yeah.
Pooper was one of them. That's the only one I remember.
My mum's been in. I don't like this.
You
either need to take the headphones off or.
I like this. This is cool. It's like I'm checking my next track as a DJ.
My mum's been doing this thing recently where she's trying to. I don't know if she's trying to convince me she's not drinking or what the bit is because she's.
Fun ride.
Yeah, because she's a booze bag and I've been getting on her case a bit. Just ask, you know, and when she calls me up, I keep saying things like. Like she's like, hey, yeah. I'm like, have you been drinking? And she's like, no. Like, that's like, what? I'm not.
Why do you think that I have been drinking, Matthew, my
exactly.
son?
I'm like, why are you suddenly lying? Like, you don't need to, you know.
So she's calling you now and trying to do the, hello, Matt, how are you today?
Yeah.
I just thought I'd call you as my child and say that I love you very much.
Oh, I'm like, how much are you pissed? She's like, pissed? I've had two glasses. Relax.
2 liters.
2 liters. She does do that thing where that's something my like my stepdad does, where he'll be like, I've had one drink, and he's talking about like a jug.
Yeah, one of those kids' fucking shell pools full.
Yeah.
Me and your mum swam in it, and then we had a drink. What's the bloody problem?
What's the problem?
One shell pool in the first hour, and one every hour after that.
Or he'll drop the big country old man bomb. You're such a woman. What are you going? What are you bloody? One drink you've bloody I've had.
Oh, you sound exactly like your mother and the cops and the judge.
You really are. Your mother's. Sorry, I'll be back in a second. Check your mother in.
Come on, Dad's hair back. Come on.
My mum used to A long, long, long time ago. It's not long enough ago for this to be okay, but it was a long time ago when I was in high school. She would, I always felt like she was convinced I was gay and was worried that she would say something that would make it hard for me to come out because she would throw out, you know, casual homophobia and then be like, she would say things like, oh, what are you, gay? Not that, you know, that's a problem, you know, I'd love you no matter what, but geez, you're being a bit. I remember that.
Because they don't have any other word for it. It's just, it becomes a default word for the thing of something sucking. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's so gay. Like, you know, that's actually, and they go, oh yeah, I mean, I don't actually care about men loving other men or women loving other women. It's just, that's just the word.
When I was in school,
mm-hmm.
This teacher who was a Mormon. Went to a Catholic school. Mormon.
How hard Mormon? Like,
pretty hard Mormon.
Is magic underwear?
Probably.
Do Mormons probably have multiple wives? Is that like an old wives' tale? An old wives.
Polyamory is definitely something some Mormons do.
Yeah,
this Mormon teacher didn't practice it. Also, I didn't know he was Mormon till after school. That's a whole other story. But he was. I mean, you shouldn't really assume these things, but I also assumed and presumed that he was closeted himself.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he came up to me and my mate, because we were just fucking about, and he said, Aiden, you need to stop all this. You're acting like an F-A-G, you know what.
Can't get me. I didn't say it. I just
didn't
felt
say
it.
Yeah.
Now, just to be clear, did he say you're acting like a and say the word F-A-G?
No.
He said F-A-G, you know what.
Verbatim, F-A-G, you know what.
He's ducking already, and weaving.
He's well already played. Said the bad word.
No, he spelt it.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
I think Aiden's heard me there. What I was actually saying was farge from the Latin.
Farge.
Farge. From the Latin of great strength. So he is actually the bigot.
That's like, you're acting like a real S-H-I-T, you know what, shithead. He said, I'm so unbelievably, that's, so did he ever come out?
No.
No.
To this day.
To this day.
Oh, there's a pun in there. There's a Mormon pun. Gay Mormon.
I was thinking of a
Mormon. There it is. Thank you. Yes.
We've been saying it the whole time. Yeah,
thank you.
It's there. It was right there.
Back to my mum's alcoholism.
Sorry to get off topic.
Finally. <story. laughs>
No, that was the end of, that was the whole story. The whole, I'm concerned that my folks are drinking and driving sometimes.
You shouldn't be concerned that they're drinking and driving. You should be concerned that they may crash.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? They've had so much practice. I think they'll be fine.
They're really good at it by this point. Yeah. It's just they're at the golf club a lot. They don't have Uber in the town that I'm from. I know they're drinking.
You know what's a good tell? When you go, how many drinks are you guys having at the golf club? And they don't go, none. We're fine. We can drive. Or like one, we have one, then we play... And then we go home. It'll always be, it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Or it's like, we take the back streets.
It's so true.
It's never, I'm sober, so it's not a problem. It's like, don't worry about us. We know how to go the back streets.
What are you, FBI? Shut up. They used to, my stepdad would always, when I was like, how much have you had to drink? It got to, when I was younger, it got to the point where he'd just say, oh, shut up. Like, how much have you had to drink? Oh, shut up.
Like, here we go again. Every fucking time with this. Yeah, because every fucking time you're glugging them down.
Knocking them back. I've had one drink, one Smirnoff Double Black. Get off my case.
You know what? Matt's kind of a nag.
But then he, one time...
Acting like a bit of a NAG, you know what.
I came home one day. I was living in Melbourne and I was coming the next day, but I thought I like driving at night better than I like driving during the day, and it was going
to
be hot the next
day. Easy to hide the bodies.
Go. So I was like, all right, I'll leave. And I was finishing work like late and I was like, I'll go home, I'll get packed, I'll leave at 10 p.m. I'll get home like 1 a.m., 12, midnight, 1 a.m., around that time. And I did get home and I just snuck in the back door to go into my room and I heard him go, and I was like, oh, he's in here. And I wanted to give him a heads up.
He's in here.
Because I like walk into like the kitchen area and he's like, he's in the laundry. So I didn't want to scare him. I was like, hey, Rob, I'm coming. I'm just coming around the corner. Like doing that whole thing. And I came around the corner and he's completely naked.
Fuck yeah.
And he's got a bucket in his hand.
I knew you were coming home, Matt.
He's got a bucket in his hand. He's like, oh, Jesus, bloody Christ, Jesus. And he's like covering himself up with these. And not well. I saw all of his penis. Everyone he was covering, he was like, a bloody heck. Up here, covering his chest.
His nipples, even his
I was like, I just started laughing. And he was clearly drunk. And I'm like, they'd been on the piss that night because it was a Friday. And someone's vomiting, so he's getting the bucket. And I'm like, all right. And he goes, and he's walking away. And he's like, oh, so I'll go to bed. And I was like, how much have you had to drink? Going around the corner, shut up. Completely naked, drunk, didn't know I was home, thought I was a burglar, and still dropped a shut up on me.
I love the criteria. They're pissed because it's Friday. So, must be.
And Rob's getting the bucket.
Did you flinch at that at all? Or were you like, yeah, of course it's Friday? Because you and I have very similar.
I'm surprised they waited.
For Friday, yeah. Well, I was saying
5 p.m.
I was so thankful the story was happening on a Friday, as I said in my mind, because I didn't want to admit that it was like a Thursday or something. I was like, oh, no, that's right. It was a Friday because I was pretty stoked, but it could have been a Tuesday.
Yeah.
This is high functioning alcoholism.
Because it was a day.
It was one day of the week.
There's always a reason.
It was after five.
One of the seven.
God, you are such a woman.
Why are you guys so wine drunk? Yeah, how hot it was today. What does that mean? Why are you so drunk? I was working all day. It's 3 p.m.
She
picked us up from school.
They're old. They've got nothing going on.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Just old people living their absolute bloody best.
Mm.
Aiden, you love old people.
Do I ever?
Yeah.
Have you got an
intro?
I do.
Hey?
Have you got an intro?
There is no intro anymore. We just go straight into the podcast.
Oh, all right. Yeah. What am I on these then?
I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know, something.
Get with the program.
Get with the program.
I do love old people, and I have something that I'd like to say.
Please.
It's... So, It's been a while since we've done the podcast.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't think I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't. We haven't spoken about it since we've been back.
Nope.
But you know, I promised to the two of you and to the listenership that I've never yelled or screamed or anything like that at an old person.
Never. Not one time.
There has been. There's been something weighing on me in the last year, yeah. And that is that I have been lying to you. I, Aiden Jonathan, scream at old people on the daily.
Oh, God. Hey, it's a, you know, take your time to process this. This is a lot for him.
I thought it was a bit at first, and then I thought that, you know, was it worth saying anything since we've been back? You know, debatable, but feel like new era, we need to really get everything out in the open.
Please.
I'm just
by all means, tell us all of your secrets.
All.
Yeah.
You know, all of God, my secrets. I thought you were the one person I could... I mean, him, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he's here, he's hosting, he's just anything to make a quick buck. He's here for the audience. He doesn't give a shit about us. But I thought this was a genuine friendship, and I didn't expect you to lie to me like that.
Look, I understand the disappointment, and I probably just want to preface that by saying as well, if for whatever, like, you know, this is a revelation. I didn't know I was coming in today to tell you all this, but
I had a feeling something was up.
Yeah,
I could see it. Excuse me.
You know, I thought the same when I walked in. I was like, it seems like there's a
something's off about Aiden.
A weight lifted.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, he seems lighter, and it must have been when you admitted to yourself that you were going to say it. You seem lighter, more handsome, funnier, more intelligent, quite a lot stronger.
Thank you.
And I guess that
easily could bench 65-70 with
double whatever you could last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense that I'd give off that appearance.
I bet you're great at badminton, tennis.
Yep.
All of them.
Lacrosse. All of it.
All of the sports.
All that the
everyone
sports
you message on Hinge messages you back.
It's immediately.
Everyone.
Why is my pocket vibrating? Must be some old people getting fucking fuming.
Fuming. Oh,
the hotline's going off.
Because we're here live, everyone. This is live. But I just wanted to say, like, I'm known to, you know, come out of these times of, you know, compulsive lying and then go back into them. So if at any point in the future you hear me say something different, if I'm denying it.
Can I just
on
say,
this podcast? Yeah.
You seem very approachable and open now.
Mm.
And like we could have this conversation and it'd be very fruitful and be a real growth for us as friends.
Dare I say healthy.
But, you know, I feel like if I had brought this up last week or the week before or the week before that.
Possibly even next week.
You may have exploded. And I'm just wondering, you saying you may go back into that. I just feel like if I was talking to the same you last week, it would have been a massive, massive issue. Do I need to worry about that?
Potentially.
Okay.
Potentially.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
your
honesty about
that. We'll see. And look, this is the way that I operate. Sometimes I'm a real grumpy bastard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then...
and less handsome.
And less handsome. When
grumpy,
I mean,
and less handsome.
Grumpy equals less handsome, I would say.
True, that's
just
true.
Less attractive.
Yep.
But I just...
Come at me, man, poker.
If... No, not you.
Oh, sorry.
Not you, dear.
Oh, dear, I like that. You're never going to call me dear again. Next week, there'll be no deer.
Soak it all up, Matt. Soak it all up.
I'm soaking.
Anyway.
And knees have been rubbing the whole podcast. There's no fucking room.
G'day.
I can't breathe on this podcast anymore. So
I
keep going.
All I want to say is if I do revert back, if I do deny everything that I've said here today, I just want
punch
you guys to
it.
Know that,
no?
That I'm that I'm lying. You can, I mean, slap some sense into me, of course, but... I want you to know that today is the utmost truth.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and be truthful for today's podcast. So, yeah, any dramas, you can take it up with me next week, I guess.
You bet we will.
Beauty.
No questions. Should we get to the heart of it now?
What's that?
I don't know. He's in this open and honest thing.
Yeah. Well,
do you really have a pool?
I do.
You do? You
no,
do have
do.
A pool?
No,
okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
No,
I do.
Fair.
I do have a
that's
pool.
Fair.
Okay.
You know, I actually did have
is your family really Greek? Or has that just been a bit?
Most.
It's mostly debate, been a bit?
Mostly been a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I thought so.
Mostly Greek.
I thought no family could really be this Greek.
It's true.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. I gotta, content's content, though.
I got to be honest. I was reading my notes and I missed that whole bit.
What?
Exactly.
Aiden just confessed that his family's not actually that
Greek. Not actually Greek. What are you?
Irish.
Irish.
Yeah.
Okay. Irish.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I've got the ginger in my beard.
You know, I did run into your dad, Aiden, after a show.
My dad's name is not Aiden.
No, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was your dad.
Aiden Senior. It is Aiden.
I didn't realize it was your dad until the next day when you told me, and I could not understand a word your dad said.
I rarely am able to understand what my dad says.
This is not a joke. I did meet his Irish dad.
Folding the realities together for a second.
Yeah, it's hard. There's two. See, right now I'm processing reality, and the listeners are also like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Listeners,
I did meet.
Is this a podcast?
I did meet your Irish dad, and he was so nice, so personable, and sociable, and was just like walking with me out of the theater, like just chatting about whatever. Didn't at any point mention that you were his son.
No, he absolutely would have. You would have missed it.
Oh, and I was just like, well,
that would have been funny. Him to say like, "Oh, my son was in a show." You'd be like, "Okay, you enjoyed it?" Okay, just clearly not understanding.
That was kind of it. I liked him. I was just like, I just kept missing stuff and being like,
"My son was in a show. He was director. I was Gary." Yeah. Fell straight down the stairs.
Down the stairs, head first.
I got all these bruises. I won't bring it up again.
Lovely to meet you.
He was a very nice, very, very nice man. Mm. Anyways, that's unreliable. That's your real dad.
Yes.
Not the other guy.
I don't know who that is.
It's
just a man who lives in his house who occasionally he catches buck naked trying to get a bucket out of the laundry.
Now we're crossing realities and mixing stories. This is boy.
Oh, yay.
So what about that house that we keep going to? Is that your house or is that some sort of prop rental? Like, what's the deal?
It's prop. They use it for neighbors as well.
Oh my
God. One of those ones like in a cartoon where it's just drawn on a giant piece of cardboard, so we can never go in.
That's why you've never let us in.
Yeah, surprised you never noticed.
So that garage at the front, we've been in the garage, we've never been in the house. Is the garage...
So they keep all the paints for painting the...
Gotcha.
If you were to...
How do you know this? We're asking the question live.
Yeah.
Shut up.
His family was Greek. I knew about the house.
Oh, okay. So you're in...
Which is what made me think that his family wasn't Greek.
Mm. You knew the house was fake.
I could spot it from a mile away.
Well, you should have said something.
I thought you knew.
Oh, no. I had no idea.
Amateur.
It's amateur hour over here. Well, I'm glad you're on the road to recovery. Mm. I would say, yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Again, that road to recovery could see
ebbs and flows, dips and dives. And
yeah.
So next week, if I am a cunt, then that's the way it goes.
I'm thinking about the conversation too. Next week.
Smooth transition.
You, Aiden, received a message from the the person at the party who actually pitched us the butter pants.
Yes.
Bit.
I've got the
butter bins. What?
Well, Aiden is actually quite close with the person who pitched us the thing about butter and pants that we apparently pitched wrong on the podcast.
Aiden is
rectifying that.
I remember butter and pants.
Yeah. So, look,
what would you rather eat?
There is, from what I've been told, there is truth to what you were speaking about, but we just want for you to be able to make an educated decision.
How dare you? I see.
Matt, you've not ever misrepresented someone's views on the podcast before and got in trouble for it, so I would imagine that this is going to be pretty close.
These are the rules. So, would you rather eat butter or would you rather eat pants?
Now, just to be clear, you've received this message directly from the person...
Directly from it. The person who the source. Pitched it.
The source.
It's on there. Look.
I'm going to zoom in and just put porn overlay or something. Yeah.
The butter argument is... The butter is an ice cream scoop sized, as it used to be at Pancake Parlor. Because Pancake... Okay, so
I was saying it's grandfathered isn't.
In. Now, but it used when they to be. Scoop it, is it like a leveled off thing? Or is it just like the
No, it's a sphere.
Okay.
It's a sphere.
Yep.
And you must eat the butter by itself. You can't have it with anything.
Yeah.
Okay? The butter, scoop of butter, in it goes once a day for the rest of your life.
That is rich.
Okay? The pants argument is it's a pair of your own pants. You need to eat it within 48 hours. You can cut up the pants or the burn the pants, but the modifications must be done at the table that you're eating. Okay. So you would have to use scissors or a lighter or a blowtorch and only water.
Okay. Now, just to be clear, once you've done that in 48 hours, you're good forever.
You're good forever. That's all you get. That's all you haven't.
But just if you pick the butter, you have to do it every day for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. And your life expectancy is probably going to decrease, so...
Yeah, but... Yeah. See, here's the problem. When you pitch it correctly, I kind of think I want to eat the pants. Because I scoop a butter every day.
What did you say last week, butter?
Butter, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but we were talking about spreading it on things. Free butter is how it was pitched.
Yeah.
Which, yes, it's free butter, but... You have to eat it by itself.
Yeah, but when you pitched it to us at... I mean, when the when the person at the party pitched it to us, there was also someone behind them who was screaming, pants every day! You got to eat pants every single day! And we got admittedly got a little confused.
And I will let you know, Joel, who has said we're able to speak with him. Okay. Who is that person screaming? You should never trust Joel.
Yes.
That's just a general... That's generally a rule. You shouldn't trust Joel.
It's like that's an episode title. Don't trust Joel.
Exactly what I was just thinking.
Yeah. Well, don't trust Joel. And for those that know him, that are listening to this podcast, I'm sure will 100% agree.
Don't trust
him. So take that with a grain of salt.
Gotcha.
I understand it may have been confusing, but you should have known better.
That's fair. I shouldn't have listened. That was the problem. Yeah, I'm thinking pants for sure.
What do you mean I have only can use what's at the table, but I have a blowtorch?
Yeah, that was the first time I read the message. That was the first time I read the message from the person who sent it to me, and I am questioning that myself, because can a blender be at the table?
This is it. A sauté thing? Can I...
Even without those options, I'm still eating the pants. I'll cut them up, I don't give a shit.
I got some thick pants.
So you get some prep time to be like, what can I bring to the table?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what that means.
See, goalposts are...
I want those teppanyaki chefs where they go like, make it into tiny bits and then flick it into my mouth.
Make a little volcano.
48 hours, you could fit 10 small meals into 48 hours. Maybe more.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the fly.
The fly and the buttons.
That's a tough one.
But like,
can I show? Easy, man.
You can
also
choose the pants as long as they're a standard pair of pants. You can't just go and...
I was going to do trackies or something.
Yeah, trackies. You avoid that. You avoid metal there for the most part, unless...
Oh, okay.
Is it just ingesting? Like, can I shelve the zipper?
No.
You got to eat it. Come on.
Got to eat the whole thing.
Because otherwise, you could just shove a thing of butter up your ass every day. Who cares? It's a treat.
Business as usual. Yeah. Business as normal.
You mean I have to half my ass butter? Only one scoop? Fuck that. I'll go the pants.
There was also like at the party when it was pitched, there was a whole thing about the pants can be made of whatever you want. I'm like, I'll make the pants out of pasta then.
We were getting...
Again, don't trust Joel.
It was pitched poorly. I will say that. I was there. It was pitched poorly.
Look, but the alcohol was flowing. It was, I understand. It was hard being sober.
And I know I have gotten quite riled up with this, in previous episodes. So again,
can you confirm?
Yeah.
When I said that we were irate and like screaming, is that accurate?
Yes.
I feel like
particularly you.
I feel like I may have yelled a little too much. It started off as a bit, and then the bit got way too easy to continue. So I was like, pants! Like, I'm just getting real fucking mad about it.
Boy, but it was funny.
It was pretty funny.
It was funny. It was for the comedy.
I don't know what it is about you, but I've been getting just so drunk. Got drunk here, and then we went to that thing the other night at the pool at I don't want to say her name, but you know his place. And I just got red wine drunk, and I didn't want to be. And then
was
I
that red wine drunk? I thought you were on the beers.
I was on beers and red wine.
That'll do it.
Yeah, and then I was leaving the house, and I was like, I'm going to be in bed by 9 p.m. tonight, and I'm just sitting here at midnight eating McDonald's trying to watch Breaking Bad. Like, whoa!
Bow, bow, bow.
What's up with those guys?
You know what they say. Red wine, feeling fine.
Mm-hmm.
had some beer.
You're in the clear.
Had some beer.
Take the back roads, you'd be right.
Is there an actual saying there? Had some beer. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I do remember at one point, I was up to like the middle of the season when there's that shootout and Hank gets shot.
Spoilers, fuck.
Sorry. Oh, the show's been here forever. And I know you both have seen it because we were conversations about it.
And I was saying I was excited to watch it.
And he gets shot and I went, oh, like that. Just
on your own.
Back. Yeah, like, shit.
Putting a chip in your mouth.
I don't remember this.
Whoa, Walt's kind of not as nice as he was at the start.
That's crazy.
What the heck?
I feel like if I didn't get into this, I'd be working at a...
meth plant.
No, a car wash. Like yeah. Managing the front desk at a car wash. What do you reckon? What's a job, if not the job you're working right now, a career line that you would have gone down if you hadn't done this? And don't be like, a musician, Ben. Fucking loser. You would never. But like, where do you think? Because I always felt like I would end up as a real estate agent.
I could see that. And I think, tucked in shirt.
I think I'd be good at it.
Getting out of a shiny Holden Astra.
Sorry,
guys. Just got to find the right keys for this one.
And this is where the magic happens. I'd whip that one out every single time.
He said that in every room.
I'd go to the laundry and be like, and this is where the magic happens.
Surely the toilet for you.
Yeah, that's a good bit.
I was studying to be a teacher.
True.
I was.
Yeah.
I started off with a bachelor in primary secondary. Uh-huh. Did a year of that. Took a year off.
And that's early to be doing a bachelor.
Yeah. What?
In primary. It's like
yeah,
stupid.
It is dumb.
Took me a bit. Then I started a Bachelor of Early Childhood Primary. Wow. If you waited a second, that bit would have been a little bit better. Yeah. Oh, well. Only it's lasted
Benjamin Button
six.
Over here.
Well. Yeah, and then just did a semester of
only
that.
Lasted what?
Just life happened, yeah. So kind of shit hit the fan and never went back to it.
But you didn't say, you said I only lasted six. I assume you were going to say 6 months.
6 months. Tops.
I did the same thing in my communications degree when I was done my acting degree. I thought, you know what? Acting, that's not going anywhere. Better get a communications degree.
There you go. Solve that problem.
Did 6 months of that and the same thing.
How's he communicating?
What?
Sorry.
That was some real comedy. but my shit didn't hit the fan for me. I just started working in YouTube, which, you know, arguable. That could be shit hitting the fan.
Shit hit the screen.
But I was like, thank God I don't have to do this communications degree anymore.
God, he says.
So 6 months and then you were like, no, shit hit the fan.
Well, shit hit the fan in my life. And then I was like, well, should probably pop this on pause for a bit. And then just didn't go back.
It's the easiest thing to do to not go back, isn't it?
Do you ever think you might go back ever again?
Nah.
Aiden?
Never.
So next week when we ask you, like, this is not your life, this may not be your life story next week when we come talking about it. It might be a totally different version of you.
Could be.
Clear. Well, eat shit.
Smooth transition.
Well, no, I just feel like I'd be a CEO or something.
Oh, shut
up. I'd probably own Tesla. I think if...
What would you actually do? Because I think you'd be a good bouncer.
Ugh.
You know,
late nights, people spitting in your face.
Yeah,
you know what? I need to fucking get in because my fucking friends are in there, dickhead. I don't give a fuck if I'm drunk.
Can't handle that. What if we? All right, you play a bouncer and we'll be coming in. Dara's got one shoe. Aiden's got one shoe on.
You can cut that out. That's perfect. And now cut that out. And now cut that out. And now cut that out. And now cut that out.
Aiden has one shoe on.
Yep.
And I'm clearly intoxicated, really, like I can't even look you in the eyes. Okay. And we just want to get in. It's just your basic pub. There's pokies. We can hear that.
Of course there's pokies. I know why you're there.
Yeah. But we come in. All right. We walk up to the front.
Now, both of you are doing the music. Is anyone going to actually talk to the bouncer?
I don't. I just try to go through. I'm coming.
Whoa,
what's going on?
You boys got ID or any women?
Yeah,
with you?
No women got ID.
Sorry, it's just ladies' night tonight.
What?
Just ladies' night tonight.
Well, it's
and also we're doing a two shoes only, so you gotta have two shoes to get in.
Fuck!
Where's your fucking shoe? What'd you do to your shoe?
You took it, mate.
Dickhead.
Tell you what, you take your mate.
Don't do that, boys.
Take your mate. Go and find his shoe, and then come back tomorrow.
Listen, what if we just come in for a bit?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. come on in, boys. Actually, just grab four shoes between two of you and then come on in.
See, this is why I really think you'd be good. Because
yeah. I think you would be fantastic bouncer.
It's such sassiness.
Yeah, but drunk people don't, they can immediately smell disdain and they don't like sarcasm.
You know, when my folks came down to Melbourne, this is a few weeks ago, and I don't think I told this story on the podcast. That was an
immigration story.
Hey?
They came down. They packed up everything they owned in 19.
Well, they do live up, and they came down to Melbourne to visit me.
They packed up visit.
And they said, come, say g'day. We're going to be at this pub, of course. Like, this is like Sunday morning at 11 a.m. I was like, all right, I get there. And it's in the CBD, so I pull up to this car park, and I see them. Like, there's the pub entrance, and then next to it is like an outdoor area. You can't, it's got a big glass thing, so I can see them, and they're waving. I'm like, oh, you're in there. So I go in, and the bouncer goes, have you got your license? Of course, because I look 12. And I was like, yeah, I take my license and give it to him. And he was like, nah, sorry, mate. And I was like,
no, I'll look at you.
I was like, what? And he's like, sorry, it's not happening. And I was, and he puts his hand on my back and starts moving me outside. And I was like, what's the problem? And he's like, it's just not going to happen for you. And I was like, that's my real license. That's real. I said, I'm 29 years old. Like, and he's like, we can argue about it all day if you want him, mate. And I'm like, but it's, just give it up, go home. I'm like, I'm going to visit my folks. They're over there. I turn around and my folks are going, and I turn back to the bouncer and he's like, like smiling. And I'm like, oh, you fuckhead. And then he's like, I'm sorry. They put me up to it. I couldn't resist, man.
Don't do that voice.
That was his real voice.
Oh.
I'm not making up a fake character. I'm talking about a real person.
Real character.
anyways, he's like, no. And then he hit me on the back and he was so goddamn strong. And I was worried that things were going to get heated and I was going to get the shit kicked out of me. That was all that was going through my head. And then they took me in and I was like,
they tend to be strong.
Yeah, they're quite strong.
They don't get that job for their wit.
No, I think you would. But I went in my parents, I'm like, look at my fucking hair. And I was shaking because I was so angry and like jazzed up.
That's a funny, frustrating thing to be in. It's like a guy who's like, if I even say the wrong thing, he'll fold me in half because it's his job and he wants to do that to people.
Yeah.
But I know I'm fucking right.
I couldn't understand what was going on. And he apologized and I went out again. I could tell that he's like, I'm not allowed to do this. And I could actually get in trouble. But these old people seem a bit fun, you know.
You're the perfect person to do that joke to as well. Even though
not at the moment.
Took it into your body.
Not at the moment.
Process it. Not at the moment.
Because I want to fight so bad. I don't know what's going on with me lately. I'm having fantasies and dreams about fighting people.
You're an issue.
I know. There's a lot going on. I just want to fucking hit someone.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I'm going to the gym 4 times a week. Give me a program. I'm getting big.
I think that's the problem. I've been going to the gym, so now I'm like, I'm going to hit someone.
It's all right.
I curled that.
Just go and see a therapist.
I do. I do. Smack. You fucking. I don't think she'd appreciate that.
We're not sitting on that. Let's go.
Let's wrestle. Yeah. I'll be like Eddie Gordo and fucking doing Capoeira around the room. Let's fucking go. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I've been having dreams about fighting people. And it's not.
But not aggressive, just like whooping ass.
And no, for like
it's like John Wick.
They can't keep up with me. I'm so quick. I just got like, what's good? The bang body shot and they're down.
Wow. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm having problems.
Pretended to be a bouncer once.
You did?
I did.
I think you
twice actually.
I think you've got a good like.
Good.
I think you could put it on.
I could. And I did.
Yeah.
So I was out in city one night.
What accent did you use for that one?
I think we all know.
A non-problematic one. We were out in the, it was a while ago now, and I just happened to be wearing all black that night, which is not unusual for me. And I said, somebody said, oh, all you need now is a lanyard, and you'll look like a bouncer. And then somebody went, whoop. Well, here's a lanyard, so perfect. I popped it on. And you know, in the city, like in South Bank, where there's like that bar under the bridge? You know what I'm talking? Like you're walking over the bridge from Flinders Street over to like South Bank and there's a bar down the stairs.
No,
I'm not really sure.
All you really need to know is you've got a bar. The bar is like down some stairs and the overpass of the bridge is like how you get down to the bar, right? So I was just shitting around and standing at the top, my lanyard and my black, and I, you know, my mates all made a line and
that's so good,
right? And so I'm checking IDs, and then you know, we're all doing a bit, and then they all leave and a line has formed behind them. And so I'm like, oh shit, what do I do? So I just wave them in, right?
Yeah.
And then as these two or three people are going down the stairs, I look down and there's an actual bouncer down there. I fucking legged it out of there. It was great fun. Good times.
I've seen videos online of people doing that where they're like stand on the other side of the line and they're waving people through and they're going to like, and they're like, where do we go? And they're like, oh, you're not in the actual line. That's fucking so funny.
I'll do that. Dress as all black and just walk up to the actual bouncer and go, yeah, you're good, mate. You're ready for a break or what? Look, yeah, I mean, I've only been here for a while. No, you go. And I'll just stand there and see what happens. I wonder how far I can get.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing of like, you can get anywhere if you just wear a fluoro and carry a ladder.
Yeah.
Just let
yeah.
you in
or
places.
A clipboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if I wear all black and have a lanyard. I think that's a crime. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you could do it.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah. I want to get in. I want to go to like the Olympics. Like, if are the Commonwealth Games still coming to Melbourne or is
the
that?
The president's bedroom.
Or is that done?
No.
No, they pull the pin on that.
Ah, because that'd be a good one. You can get in any yeah. event by just going in, yeah, with some shit. Mm. A vest.
I don't think dressed as a bouncer that would work.
No, no, I mean, like, I'm talking like high vis.
Let me in or else.
Or go in as an athlete. You think I could pass as... Don't laugh that
maybe
hard.
Shot put.
I had this memory of, like, because I've only ever, I think, apart from, like, getting kicked out, I've never been denied entry, apart from my parents fucking with me. But I had this one where I was, like, 18. It was my 18th birthday, and my brothers took me out drinking with their friends. And I have this memory of trying to go to the Bullion Bar in Shepparton and them denying me and not letting me go in. And I was like, and I wasn't even that drunk in my memory. And it wasn't until like maybe a year ago when we had, it was Christmas, everyone was there. And I remember telling the story. I was like, remember we were drinking when we were younger and they wouldn't let me in. I say, like, yeah, fucking remember that was bullshit. I wasn't even that. And they're like, you had vomit down your shirt. And I was like, I don't remember that at all.
That's next level to even consider staying out. I'd be like, well, this is my night is over. This is my ticket being punched here, fellas. I got to go home for a sleep. I'll maybe see you in 3 days. You're like, oh, on to the next place. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's true. Oh, so fucking dumb. All right, what's in my notes? is that an hour? Have we been on it for an hour?
Can't have been.
No.
Smooth transition.
So I'll thank you not to interrupt me while I'm shopping.
Please, by all means. I'm going to tell this story anyway. Oh, I'm not going to tell this story. I've had the air taken out of my tires.
No, go on.
My folks...
threw up on your shirt.
My folks, because my folks hadn't seen me when we were... Let's take that again. 3, 2, 1, go. When we were doing the show recently... My folks hadn't seen me in a while since before I broke up with my girlfriend, and they came and they were like, we're in the car. They picked me up to have breakfast before the matinee and we're driving.
You had a girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. For a while. She used to run the cameras. You remember that?
I thought she was here when I walked in. But I notice now the cameras haven't moved.
No, that one just stays the same as it is.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. I'm sure I remember. I didn't remember half the stories that we talked about last week. I forgot the pants thing until you explained it to me in detail. Anyway, you go.
I'm in the back seat, they're in the front seat. And like, look, we know it's probably not been the easiest time for you. And I was like, oh, this is weird because my parents don't get real with me. And they're like, you know, you're living alone in that house and blah, blah, blah. And like, and you know, it's a tough time anytime you want it. We just want you to know here for you. We got you something. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And they give me this present that's all wrapped up and I unwrap it. And it's like a build your own girlfriend. it's a little rubber yeah. girl and you put it in water and it gets a bit bigger. And that's them in the front seat going, you fucking loser.
Our parents would get along so well.
I know. Fucking assholes. Yeah. So that was cute. Thanks, Mum.
Breakup stings a lot less now, though.
They were like, nah, you're right. You give us a call if you've been, if you don't feel it. You know,
you'll be right. You're right. Handsome boy. You'll be fine.
You're at plenty of other birds in the fish, you know. You know what I mean?
So where is she? When do we get to meet her?
They do stuff like that. But like, we're having breakfast and this old lady would come in with a walker and be like, hey, you should get her number. And like, shit like that. They're the fucking worst. You know, not everyone's parents can love them, Aiden.
Yes, I am Aiden.
Great.
I did, look, all right. I did have a bit that I wanted to do, but it only works if we break this bit and I can actually...
What bit?
I'll cut this out if I can.
Okay, let's see him when
we... See this bit. It's about deciding whether or not Dara is an appropriate understudy for Aiden.
I think Aiden's the understudy at this point.
It's just, there's a trying to work out if Dara is more Aiden or he's more Ben. It was more Ben and Matt, but I didn't want to...
I don't understand what that means.
Well, I have a list of questions that decide whether he's more Aiden or more Ben, and we can decide whether or not he's an appropriate understudy.
Or maybe he can be my understudy.
Yeah, or something like that, you know.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, well, let's see. Let's go. We'll see how it goes. And if it doesn't work, you can cut it out. We just keep the bit the whole time.
Great. Dara.
That's me.
Did you... what's the most expensive holiday you went on as a child?
Wouldn't have been expensive. Well,
Dara, not for you, for your folks.
With my folks.
Yeah,
family holiday.
I was born in Ireland.
Okay.
And we moved over here, so that's a big fucking holiday.
And it's still fucking going.
But it would have been just going back to visit family, so no accommodation. It would have just been flights.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, and that's the biggest. I think we went to the Gold Coast for a week once.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only real other time that we kind of went away as a family. But mm-hmm. we'd always go back to Ireland and see fam.
Now, Ben, what was the most expensive holiday you went? If you get it in your mind, I want to say it at the exact same time because I guarantee it's the same.
No, it won't be. School holidays, Mum brought name brand Cocoa Pops once.
That was the holiday.
Holiday.
So you
remember once.
You never
it
got.
It was the last day of school before term ended, and then we had 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
And Mum was around at one of her friend's houses, and they were just having wine and gas bagging.
Yeah.
And I was in primary school, and there was nothing to do. I found a golf ball in a golf club, and I was just hitting a golf ball around on my own. And it was coming into school holidays. So I was waiting after school, and I was like, school holidays is fine, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I hit the golf ball and it went, bounced off the driveway and went straight through the window. And Mum was like, I've got to pay to get that fixed. There's no school holiday money now. We're doing nothing.
I bet you were already doing nothing.
So I'm going to have to spend all the money I've got on wine and cigarettes. It's a punishment to you.
Well, mine was the folks putting us all in the car to go to the Gold Coast. That was fucking...
You drove to the Gold Coast?
Drove to the Gold Coast. Wow. Seven kids, two cars.
That's Ooh. Mental. That's torture. That's not a holiday.
Yeah, well, definitely wasn't for them, that's for sure. But I assumed you might have the exact same one. It was like, we're getting in the car, we're all driving to the
state.
Damn.
Nah.
Fuck. Nah. Maybe there is
I didn't leave the state until I was an adult.
Maybe there's a middle ground between you and Aiden. Like, I always felt like it was you and me. And Aiden.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe there is like maybe I'm the middle.
It's a somewhere. Little triangle of sadness, if you will.
Great movie.
It is a great film.
Great movie. When did you get your own bedroom?
I always had my own bedroom. I only have a little sister.
Okay.
So it was kind of, yeah, the way it went.
Okay.
Ben?
It was weird. Sometimes I'd have one and then they'd take it off me. So I'd go from having my own room for a minute.
I just thought you saying, oh, I thought the saddest answer you could have given is like 15, but somehow
you... truthful answers.
Somehow it got even sadder.
Name brand Cocoa Pops. I was fucking stoked seeing that monkey on that yellow box. Holy shit, it's not just black and white. Yeah. Chalk cocoa circles. Breakfast spheres. It was, what was it, the bedroom thing?
Yeah.
I oscillated between having three of us in one room and then sometimes having my own room. I remember Matt for a minute, we were so desperate to have our own room that I had there was a bedroom that Mum was like, you share that bedroom, but look, you've got a very large walk-in wardrobe. We didn't. It was like an old 1920s house with like a sliding door.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was just a sunroom for plants or something.
Mm-hmm.
We chucked everything out of it and Matt had his mattress in there like up the wall. It's like, it sucked on like a 45-degree angle. We're like, got my own room, pretty cool. But he had to go through my room to get out.
Yeah.
So he would go to the toilet and be like, get the fuck out of my room.
Again.
So it was fun.
There's a middle ground between this because I didn't get my own bedroom till I was 12. Because my brother was 14. And the reason, and they told us this, when we were that age, to our faces, said, your brother needs his own room because he needs to masturbate. said this to us, and my brother's standing there, 14 years old, like,
I don't.
How did they know? Little did they know. I was like, I'm masturbating too.
Mum, we're all wanking. You're going to need to get some more rooms quick smart.
So what they did is they used the wardrobe in it, because the room, you have to go into the room to get to the wardrobe, obviously. But so they plastered over the entrance to the wardrobe and broke through the wall on the other side to make it its own little bedroom.
Right.
And they made a window, punched out this like little square, like a fucking prison. Like, yeah. It's a little square window so I could look at just with my head to look outside. And it was
just the dirt.
No, it's because the house was raised because it was out in like, it was near the river. So they had to have it raised in case there was floods. So I was quite high, but I was looking, I'm like, there's no escape. But it was like, it was a walk-in, so I didn't have to have my bed up against the wall, but I was able to get a single in there. And then I had in the other corner, I had a Hello Kitty TV, little Hello Kitty TV.
Lightman Special, nice.
But I couldn't, like, the Hello Kitty TV in this corner and the single bed in the opposite side corner touched each other. So it was
small.
Where'd
the Hello Kitty TV come from?
I don't know. I think it was my sister's and she didn't need it because she didn't live with us all the time. So I just put it in my bedroom and that was it.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was also, when I plugged into the wall, I had Foxtel on there. So I used to wake up at 6 a.m. to watch Dragon Ball.
Ooh.
Then Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. And then go to school. It was the fucking best. But yeah, I lived in that cupboard for a little while.
Nice.
So again, that's another middle ground.
Harry Potter action.
Yeah. And that was my first bedroom. And that was fucking sick. And my clothes stayed in a box in the laundry.
That thing where you're like, you know what? I think I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
It's like all those TV shows that I've seen. I'm like, hey, Arnold, I've got my own space. I'm going to put a stereo there. I'm going to put a thing there. I have no job, no pocket money.
That was it. I had that all through my head. I was like, I'm going to put a bead curtain up.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some sub. I'm going to get some subwoofers and put them up on the wall.
My incense budget's going to go through the roof.
When was the last time your dad said he loved you? Such a dark question.
Couple of hours ago.
Ben?
Really?
Yeah.
Get him on the phone. I want to talk to him.
All right.
Is there anyone else that you love in the room, Dara's dad?
All right, Ben, you don't have to answer that.
Okay.
I assume it's within the realm of like double digits of years. How many abandoned somethings did you play in as a kid?
Abandoned somethings.
Somethings. Just an example in case this isn't clear. I used to play in an abandoned church and an abandoned retirement house. So that's, or a retirement village. It was a bigger building. So okay. Me and my brothers would play at those two locations frequently.
I think what I'm starting to understand is that Aiden's up here. I'm somewhere between you and Aiden.
Because
I didn't. I grew up on the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, fancy.
The Mornington Peninsula, but like the poorer side of the Mornington Peninsula, I would say. But also it's the Mornington
Peninsula.
There's
some rich sides of the Mornington Peninsula.
Some rich sides. But no, I don't think I've ever played in an abandoned anything.
Oh. Come on, Ben, you got to give me a good one.
Mostly, we would just break into the primary school.
Shut up, that's so funny.
There wasn't really like, I remember playing on house frames and stuff when they were building new houses.
Yeah, yeah.
But there wasn't really.
I didn't know what the answer was going to be, and I couldn't have come up with a funnier answer than that. We used to go there. Yeah. Did you actually make? Because we did the same thing at the Marupna Primary School. We used to always try to get in, so we'd wait till like after dinner, like 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Because my dad lived around the corner. My dad did not give a fuck what we were doing. So we would just leave, go to the school, and we'd try every single door to see if the cleaners had fucked up. And one time we got into the school and we were in like the staff room, like, this is the fucking best. And we couldn't turn on the lights or anything because we didn't want to get caught. So we just had torches and we were like, it was so fucking fun.
We would
going into the principal's office, sitting on her chair, rubbing my ass on it, being like, this is my butthole. Yeah.
I think we still didn't go into the staff room. We're like, fuck, we got a fridge in there. Don't go in though. You just look around the corner and be like, yeah, looks pretty cool. But all those flat vinyl armless chairs that are really low to the ground for some reason. Like, they're not all for kids. Some adults who look at the school get adult sized stuff. But we would put paper in the lock, like a fold up bit of paper. You put it in the lock and then it wouldn't snip. So they'd shut the door and it would sound like it shut, but then you could just push it back open.
That's genius.
Mm. Not much else to do out there, so.
Yeah.
Got to apply your mind somewhere.
But usually, just don't bother doing it in class.
No, God no.
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
Well, everyone's learning that.
Yeah.
There should be one of everyone.
Or.
You guys all know your times tables. Where's that guy? Yeah, I know how to get into the building on my own. And I'm the only one who knows that. You all come grovel to me.
If you and the family were going out for dinner, Yana, did you have a frequent location, like a place, like this is where we're going for dinner, we're going back to blah, blah, blah. And if you did have a spot, what was it?
As a kid, we didn't really, like, it was like, we'll get Macca's on the way home is like the peak. I don't think we really went out for dinner too much.
Okay.
These days, now that we are grown and adult, there is a great Irish pub in Mornington and we get sloshed.
I feel like that's your parents being like, we don't need to go out for dinner. We got two kids. Let's save some money.
Yep.
Ben?
Wherever the back roads went. It depends. Like when we were younger, not so much, but as soon as I got my L's, Dad's like, guess who's driving home? Because I won't be able to. Irish pub as well.
Irish pub?
Yeah, local Irish.
I guess like a La Poqueta if we went out. Like there was a lovely one on Main Street in Mornington back in the day.
But it wasn't like every fortnight. We were like, we're going to La Poqueta on
Friday. No. It was a special
fish and
occasions.
Chip Fridays it was. The fish and chips. We're ordering in fish and chips. Tear off a bit of paper. That's your plate.
Yeah.
That was the whole. Yeah. That was the,
I remember that one. We went to King City Chinese, like once a fortnight we go to King City Chinese because it was like $10 plate for a kid and all you can eat. Just fucking get in there, kids, fill up.
Matt, so, you want to come over tonight? It's the second Friday. It's King City night.
It's King City, got to go to King City.
Can I come over after?
I'll
be there like 10, 10:30. Depends what time we finish up, when they call last drinks.
My just to avoid anyone getting in trouble, I'll say one of my parents.
Yeah, they'll never be able to narrow that down.
You get to choose which one.
It's a 50-50 shot. But let's not bother.
Used to call them prawn clackers.
Prawn clackers.
Instead of prawn crackers.
Have you seen prawn crackers being made?
Is it fucked?
It's so fucking cool.
Oh.
They just get squeezed out of a tube or something.
No, they come in little pellets and they're like little plastic and you chuck them in oil and they're done in seconds.
Oh, your girlfriend, Matt.
My builder girlfriend. You need to chuck her in oil and she pops up. Yeah, I thought they were plawn clackers till an embarrassing age. Can't remember when I stopped calling them plawn clackers.
Plawn clackers.
Yeah, because it's like they're being racist. They're saying like the Chinese people can't say they're ours, but they're getting it around the wrong way. Yeah. So it's like an extra layer of racism.
Stupidity.
it's really, it's them being stupid. Individual Christmas, let me take that again. 3, 2, 1, go. Individual Christmas presents or group Christmas presents?
Individual. They were individual. We also used to, and mum and dad, because so when we moved out here, we didn't have family over here, apart from an uncle who wasn't around too much. And so they always felt bad that we'd miss out on like family Christmas over in Ireland. So they would also like get a token thing from each of the side's family. Like, which was really nice.
Ours were individual, but they were all the same thing. Like they're all five kids would get the same of like, we'd all get snorkel goggles. We didn't have a pool. It was just like, because you might, it's summer, we're going to go swimming at some point. And we'd all get the same of something. And then as a group, we would get a group present. That was like, one year we got Guitar Hero and that was the greatest year of my fucking life.
I know what I'm going to do with myself now.
So it was kind of individual presents, but all the same shit.
Yeah.
Ben?
We went to a trampoline a year. Me and Matt just fucking bashed them to bits. I'm pretty sure my parents were on a subscription service. 24th of December, one would show up every year.
I guarantee it was like Gumtree. Like who's selling a trampoline?
My mate Clinton. He's not going to be using this for the next couple of years where he's going.
Got this from Clinton. He's going to jail. Yeah, well, this is because I don't know. I have one family member, but how many family members do you have that are in prison?
None.
None.
No, they're all pretty well behaved.
Oh, good, good.
Yep.
Good. I really want
all lucky. One of my uncles is pretty lucky, I think.
That was who I was thinking. I was like, one of my uncles is not lucky. Yeah. One of my uncles is named Lucky though. So that's fun.
Lucky hasn't been shanked.
It's not even a joke. His name is Lucky. Okay. First time. Let me just read closer, guys, because of my handwriting shit. Oh, first time booze touch your lips.
Oh, so I was a goody two shoes.
Uh-huh.
I waited till 18.
Oh.
No, I was I wasn't stepping a foot out of line as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I also went to like fancy Catholic high school. Yeah.
I feel like they either go one way or the other. Like either completely go off the rails from a Catholic school, like fuck this.
Yeah,
or you're like, you know what? These people have got a point. They got a nice setup here. They're doing something right.
But also, like, so I wanted to do theatre studies in high school,
yep.
And my school didn't do it, so I did theatre studies at a public school nearby. So I got a bit of the best of both worlds, yeah. Hannah Montana. Anyone got
you
that?
Really give money into your jocks?
You really are the Hannah Montana of Melbourne.
Yeah, that's it. There you go, everyone.
Yeah,
lock that one in.
Yeah,
I'm proud.
Keep going.
What was I talking about?
Your best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds because I got like, I'd go to mass in the morning and then I would get screamed at that I was a cunt in the afternoon. Yeah. And so I got a bit of everything, but I was a bit of a
C-U-N-T, you know what?
C-U-N, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, were you like, this is what happens when you don't have Christ in school? Is that your thought?
I'm going to go and say my Hail Marys now. Yeah.
I'll pray for you, sir.
Hallelujah.
I had to go to a different school for theatre studies, but it was also a public school, but they were just way nicer.
Yeah.
So I go there and be like, this is the shit. This is what must be what private school's like. Just a bunch of people trying so hard.
So wait, you waited till you're 18?
I did.
And then you were 18, yeah, you're like, this is pretty fucking cool.
This is cool.
Because now...
I might stick with this.
Now you're, I don't mean to cross the line here, but you're a bit of a booze bag.
I can be. I can drink
you can down. Knock them back.
If he wants to turn it on.
I can.
If you want to bring out the Irish, it's there.
Well, that's the thing, because also, like, coming from an Irish family, you know, I don't think it's bad for me to say, but a lot of my family overseas is like, they're drinkers, they'll drink and drink and drink, but my mum and dad were never the same, so I was never brought up in that environment. By just pure coincidence that I moved out here, that wasn't like they were trying to get away from them or anything, but so it wasn't really a thing. Like mum and dad don't, like mum doesn't really drink.
Bringing down the heritage.
I know. I also don't like potatoes that much.
What?
Uh-oh. Oh,
Ben, first time booze touch your lips?
We talking postnatal?
Oh my God.
Hey, it's GMAT here from The Real GMAT. And don't forget that if you enjoyed this episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/GMAT podcasts. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the episode and talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.